I was sitting with my hands in my lap, gazing down at the wooden platform and trying to seem demure. I had to respond in some way to what the Baron had said, particularly since everyone else was completely silent. But before I could think of what to say, Nobu did something very kind. He put his sake cup down onto the platform and stood up to excuse himself. "I'm sorry, Baron, but I don't know the way to the toilet," he said. Of course, this was my cue to escort him. I didn't know the way to the toilet any better than Nobu, but I wasn't going to miss the opportunity to remove myself from the gathering. As I rose to my feet, a maid offered to show me the way and led me around the pond, with Nobu following along behind. In the house, we walked down a long hallway of blonde wood with windows on one side. On the other side, brilliantly lit in the sunshine, stood display cases with glass tops. I was about to lead Nobu down to the end, but he stopped at a case containing a collection of antique swords. He seemed to be looking at the display, but mostly he drummed the fingers of his one hand on the glass and blew air out his nose again and again, for he was still very angry. I felt troubled by what had happened as well, but I was also grateful to him for rescuing me, and I wasn't sure how to express this. At the next case, a display of tiny Natsuki figures carved in ivory, I asked him if he liked antiques.
"Antiques like the Baron, you mean? Certainly not."
The Baron wasn't a particularly old man, much younger than Nobu, in fact, but I knew what he meant. He thought of the Baron as a relic of the feudal age. "I'm so sorry," I said. "I was thinking of the antiques here in the case."
"When I look at the swords over there, they make me think of the Baron. When I look at the Natsuki here, they make me think of the Baron. He's been a supporter of our company, and I owe him a great debt. But I don't like to waste my time thinking about him when I don't have to. Does that answer your question?"
I bowed to him in reply, and he strode off down the hallway to the toilet so quickly that I couldn't reach the door first to open it for him. Later, when we returned to the water's edge, I was pleased to see that the party was beginning to break up. Only a few of the men would remain for dinner. Mameha and I ushered the others up the path to the main gate, where their drivers were waiting for them on the side street. We bowed farewell to the last man, and I turned to find one of the Baron's servants ready to show us into the house.